Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconference. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning again. This is Dr. John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and it's my honor and privilege to be back with you on our radio broadcast. But before I begin with my teaching, I would like to take this opportunity to thank my wife and First Lady of Kansas City Christian Faith Center for sitting in for me the last year and a half while I completed my doctorate degree. Dr. Michelle did a masterful job teaching the uncompromising Word of God. Her teaching on divine health, our covenant right, the Book of Romans, our guidebook to Christian living, the fruit of the born again spirit, and the gift of love were groundbreaking, powerful messages that not only taught and encouraged the believer, but showed in God's word his purpose for those who love and believe in his name. Amen. So thank you, Dr. Michelle, for a job well done. When God spoke to me and he told me he wanted me to teach his word, he gave me a 3-point assignment. Number one, he wanted me to teach on faith. Number two, he wanted me to emphasize my teaching to the man, especially to the Christian man. And number three, he wants me to be a catalyst to the body of Christ and bring the church back as one. The church today is splintered, and God has chosen me, I believe, to be the person to bring the healing process. Turn to Ephesians 4. That's Ephesians 4. And we're going to read verses 4 through 6. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, being with one another love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen. So God wants the body of Christ to be one, on one accord. Pastors must know and understand what their assignment is and be obedient to that assignment and stop trying to be like every other church. So being obedient to the assignment given to me, I will start this radio broadcast on faith. For my teaching, I will be using the New King James Version of the Bible for my teaching. So, would you please turn to our foundational scripture found in Hebrews 11. That's Hebrews 11. You follow along as I read. It says, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. So we see that it is impossible to please our Heavenly Father without faith, and we must diligently seek him. I believe that nothing is more important than learning the importance of faith. Now that is my personal opinion. Yes, love is important. Yes, tithing is important. And yes, obedience is important. But in terms of priority, faith is number one. I am not saying that faith takes the place of these other subjects. I'm not saying that at all. But please keep in mind, I am dealing with priority. You need to learn about faith before you learn about love, tithing, or obedience. Let me repeat that. You need to learn about faith before you learn about love, tithing, or obedience. And the reason you need to do that is because you are going to have to learn how to love people by faith. You are going to have to learn to tithe by faith. And you are going to have to learn to be obedient by faith. We, as believers, should have complete understanding of this subject. If you do not understand the principles of faith, then there is no way you can please your Heavenly Father. The scripture clearly tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. Let me repeat that. The scriptures clearly tells us it is impossible to please God without faith. And just as a child who wants to please their natural parents here on earth in everything they do, then you, as a born-again believer, you should want to please your Heavenly Father also, and even more so, because he's our Heavenly Father. Amen? Now, let's establish the importance of faith, shall we? So let's turn to the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And we will read verse 4. That's Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. And it says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just, or those who have been declared righteous, shall live by his faith." Amen. So we are told that the just, and those are us that have been declared righteous, shall live by his or her faith. Now, would you please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. That's Romans, chapter 1. And we will read verse 16 and 17. And it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Verse 17, "For in it," what? The gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, or those who have been declared righteous, shall live by faith." Again, we see that those of us who have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Those who have received Christ as Savior and Lord are commanded to live by faith. Let me ask you a few questions. How many hours a day do you live? 24, correct? How many hours a day or a week do you live? 7 days a week, am I correct? How many days a year do you live? That's 365 days a year, correct? So just as you live your personal lives in that manner, your spiritual life should reflect that also. It shouldn't be any different. In fact, it should be better because you have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, in order for us to discuss and analyze the subject of faith and how it works, I need to give you some definitions because we need to be on one accord in terms of terms. In other words, we need to define our terms. Our first definition is the word faith. It is a Greek word that means pistis. That's P-I-S-T-I-S. And that means persuasion, i.e. credence, moral convictions of religious truth, or the truthfulness of God, or a religious teacher, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. Abstractly meaning constancy in such profession, by extension, the system of religious gospel truth itself. For instance, someone might ask you, "What faith are you? Protestant, Catholic, or Jew?" Assurance, belief, faith, fidelity. That's the meaning of faith. Now, our second definition is the word belief. Now watch, and I want you to pay close attention to this definition. It's the Greek word pisteuo. That's P-I-S-T-E-U-O. And I'm pronouncing that pisteuo. Now, I am by no means a Greek scholar, so that's the way I'm pronouncing the word. And it means to have faith in, upon, or with respect to a person or thing, i.e., credit by implication, to entrust, especially one's spiritual well-being in Christ, belief, believer, commit, to trust, to put in trust with. Amen. Now, I want you to notice that the definition of faith and belief are basically the same. But in actuality, I want to propose to you that the difference between faith and belief is as far as the earth is from the sun, which is 93 million miles. There is an immense difference between faith and belief, and you need to understand the difference. Remember, understand, the Bible says to get wisdom, but in all I getting, get understanding. So we want to get the understanding of the difference. First, I want to show you the difference by illustration between faith and belief. Then I will give you my definition of faith and give you scripture to validate my definition. And then I will let you be the judge as to whether or not my definition of faith is a valid definition you can agree with. I want to show you the difference between two words. But first, I would like to ask you a question, if I may. Have you ever heard the word faith? Have you ever heard the words belief, believe, believer, or believing? Now, one more question. Have you taken for granted that faith and belief is basically the same thing, just two different ways of saying the same thing? For example, I could say woman, female, and mother. Let me repeat that. I could say woman, female, and mother. Those are different designations. And, of course, there are some actual differences. But if I say woman, female, or mother, you would not think of a male horse, would you? You would think of the helpmate that God said Adam needed, right? The woman. Yet, you could use these words interchangeable, right? So you have perhaps thought that faith and belief were just another way of saying female and woman. In other words, you might have thought that you were basically saying the same thing. If you were talking about faith, you are talking about belief. If you're talking about belief, you're talking about faith. And if you're talking about belief, you're talking about faith. That thinking process can be a great deterrent to you operating in the fullness of God. Now, let me repeat that. If you were talking about faith, you are talking about belief. And if you are talking about belief, you are talking about faith. That thinking process can be a great deterrent to you operating in the fullness of God. I want to illustrate this by object lesson. There is a difference between faith and belief in actual everyday living, and that difference is as astronomical. If you do not know and understand the difference, you can think you are operating in faith when in fact all you will be doing is believing. You will see the difference by my illustration. Imagine I have in my hand a 25-cent piece. It is referred to as a quarter or 1/4 of a dollar. This coin has been minted or authorized to be made and distributed by the United States Treasury. It is considered legal tender, meaning this coin can be traded on the open economic market for goods and services. On one side of this coin, it has an emblem stamped on it. This particular emblem is the head of our first president of the United States, George Washington. That particular side is usually referred to in common everyday talk as the head side of the coin. On the opposite side of the coin, there is an eagle with his wings outstretched, which is the federal bird of the Federal Republic of the United States of America. And that side of the coin is usually referred to as the tail side of the coin. So we have heads and we have tails, correct? Again, this coin is considered legal tender. However, there is a stipulation that both sides of the coin have to be intact in order to be spendable. If I were to take the coin into a machine shop, put it in a vice grip, put it on a grinding wheel, and grind off the president's head so that it is just a shiny piece of metal and no head or emblem on it, a merchant or salesperson is under no obligation to accept the coin as legal tender because it is now defaced. Both sides of the coin have to be intact in order for the coin to spend on the open economic market. If you look at this coin, there is a vast difference between the eagle and George Washington. Now, I submit to you that in God's open spiritual market, God has legal tender. He has a coin that will spend on the open spiritual market. Well, I'm just about out of time. But please return next week where we continue on faith. And please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.